Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Hollering, Steve Frampton, Brenda McCoy, and Bobby Marcheso. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Good evening, everybody. My name's Steve Frampton, and you're listening to the Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. This evening, we'll be discussing angels and archangels with our special guest, Teresa Richardson. But before we get started with Teresa, please join me in welcoming my co-host, Maureen. How are you doing this evening?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for asking, Steve. How are you?
I'm not interested, Maureen. It's just on the script.
Steve, I'm going to have to say touche for you. That was really funny. English humor.
Tell us how you really feel, Steve. Tell us how you really feel.
Well, I feel wonderful.
What a zing that was.
I do declare. Okay, how about I tell you what do I do?
No, I didn't ask that. But go on, as you mentioned it, tell us what you do.
Well, he's on a roll tonight. How do you do? My name's Maureen, and I work with all of you, including Steve, at PsychicAccess.com. I'm an empath, intuitive, psychic advisor, everything you want to call me in between. And with a caring heart, I love my work. There you have it.
Wonderful. We love you too, Maureen.
Yeah.
Brenda, hey, how are you? Wait, Bobby, Bobby, shh.
Sorry.
Do you really want to know, Steve? I mean, like,
Brenda,
do you really want to
just
know?
Ignore Bobby. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm doing real well. Yeah.
Great. Good stuff. Well, can you tell us about your work, Brenda?
Well, I'm a predictive psychic. I specialize in dates, times, and places, and I work on PsychicAccess.com with all the rest of you Fruit Loops. No, I'm kidding. Well, with all you wonderful psychics and authentic psychics, as Maureen would say.
Well, wonderful. It's good to have you here, Brenda, as always. Bobby, can you make up something interesting about you?
I don't think I can, actually.
No, I didn't think so.
If you don't have it written in the script here. You know, Brenda said I was full of beans. I think tonight you're a little...
I am. Do you know what? There's a tornado coming through, I think, and they, you know, when it's really, really windy, it makes you a bit high. But I'm a bit concerned about everything on my deck because it looks absolutely crazy out there. I've got a rocking chair that's rocking like it's never rocked before.
You just rescued your cat in a diving move as the tornado was coming, going by, right?
Well, it looks really bad.
It's crazy.
But hey, it's good weather for a radio show about psychic things.
Especially angels. Maybe now would be a great time to find out how to invoke them.
Absolutely. Well, we'll learn about that from Teresa, and hopefully that will... Oh, just as you said that, it seems to have calmed down a bit.
Yeah, well...
Well, Bobby, can you tell us about your work?
I'm
I think
a psychic
the listeners might be interested.
Maybe. I don't know. So I'm a psychic medium, and... answer questions about yourself or talk to loved ones who have crossed over and that type of thing, and also work at Psychic Access. And there you have it, as Maureen would say.
Good That's stuff. My line.
That is your line.
Well, we're going to have a great show. I'm going to tell you a little about Teresa before we interact with her. Teresa is an intuitive healer, and she really is somebody that's worked her whole life dedicated to spirit and connecting with the soul in many forms. She teaches Reiki as a spiritual practice and a healing modality, and she also offers Reiki herself. She's got wonderful energy, and she loves teaching classes, all kinds of things, from crystal workshops to the development of intuition. And I know that her readings are very much about empowering the individual and creating the understanding that we really do co-create our reality in harmony with all that is. If you'd like more information about Teresa, please visit her website. It's www.teresarichardson.com. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve. I'm excited to be here and talk to you tonight. And angels are one of my favorite subjects of all time, so I'm happy to talk to you a little bit about angels.
Well, we're excited to have you here, Teresa, and I'm always so enthused when I speak to you. You've got amazing knowledge. Our first question for you, Teresa, is what are angels?
Well, that's a great place to start, because I don't think anyone knows for a fact what angels are completely. And I think when we think of facts, we think of things that are physical, of course. And angels are non-physical beings. They're beings that have never experienced a separation from God or a separation from spirit like we have, an individual personality that we perceive as being separate from God. And so angels are always connected to God, and they've never known anything different. And I think we think of them as God's messengers. I think that angels are beings that whose full intention in their work with humanity is to help us in our spiritual evolution. So all of us have guardian angels that are around us. When you're born, you have at least two guardian angels. I believe that when you're born, you have at least two guardian angels that come in with you. And your angels are very concerned and connected to your spiritual evolution. So when you get to a point in your life where you decide you want to experience a more powerful connection to your higher power, your higher being, your soul, your spirit, whatever you want to call it, whatever creator, the source, whatever word works for you, your angels are ready and willing to help you with that. And so it's kind of fun to develop a relationship with them. And I noticed when I received an email from you about the show, and I noticed that you had on your website, you had a couple of really good YouTube videos, and both of the YouTube videos were about people who had experienced very powerful connections with angels. One of them particularly was about a little girl who was in the hospital, and she was dying, and as she was pretty much dying, her mother perceived an angel, and she was able to see like a light. And she saw that light, and the next thing she knew, her daughter, whom they had pronounced pretty much ready to go, started miraculously getting better. And we hear more and more stories like this, how people are interacting with angels at a time when they really, really, really need help, and the angels come in, and a miraculous healing occurs. And I want to say that those experiences are wonderful. They're wonderful experiences, and I really want to encourage people to learn more about them. But we don't have to wait until we have, you know, a dire situation in our lives to connect with our angels. We can set our intention to connect with them and learn more about them and do it now. You know, we don't have to wait till we're sick or we've got a problem. We can intend to connect with them, and they will come in and help us enjoy our lives more and be happier.
That's wonderful. Teresa, can you help us to understand the difference between the term angel and archangel? Or I think you say archangel in the States, don't you?
Yeah, well, archangel, yes.
Archangel.
Traditionally in religion, and the archangels, there's all different kind of angels. If we accept the fact that there are angels, and I am speaking only my beliefs, and there are other people that may have different beliefs, but in my perception of it, there's all different kind of angels, just like there's all different kind of people. There's big ones, there's little ones. And the archangels are very, very vast presences that embody archetypical qualities. For example, the Archangel Michael, who is probably the best known archangel, is what we might think of as a protector of our universe. And so if we are needing assistance with protection, we might call on Archangel Michael. If we are needing self-confidence, courage, those kinds of qualities, Archangel Michael is known for bringing those in. So archangels are these vast presences, and there are many of them. The ones probably that we are most familiar with are what I call the archangels of the seven rays, and those are Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, Chamuel, Jophiel, and Zadkiel. And they all have different qualities, so depending on what you're needing to accomplish or what you feel like you might need assistance with, you might work with the energies of that archangel. For example, the Archangel Raphael is traditionally the angel of healing, and he works with doctors and nurses and people who are scientifically involved in the healing process, as well as, say, Reiki masters like myself or herbalists. When you work with his energy psychically, you might see his energy as a beautiful emerald green or an emerald green and gold energy. And you might invoke him if you were doing healing, if you were doing Reiki, if you were a nurse, or you might invoke his protection and his guidance and his assistance. And the wonderful thing about angels of all kinds, whether you're talking about archangels or your guardian angels or any angel of any kind, is that we live in a free will universe. And so it's very important to our creator and our non-physical helpers that they don't interfere with our free will. So if we're wanting the assistance of an angel or we're wanting to connect with them, the first thing we need to do is ask. Except in very rare occurrences, life and death situations, let's say, the angels are not going to interfere with you in any way unless you ask for their assistance. So it's important to ask. And when you pray, for example, let's say you know someone is sick and you're praying for their healing, you may not be asking for specifically, oh, please, this angel come in and help. But by your prayer, by your asking God for assistance, you've invoked the help of the healing angels.
So, what's the role of Metatron, Teresa? I'm always just interested to know about Metatron. What's your understanding of Metatron's work?
Okay, if you go back to the traditional Bible, you know how we say that angels are non-physical beings who have never been physical? Well, traditionally in the Christian Bible, there was and I don't know this much about it, I will tell you what I know. There was a person whose name was Enoch, and he was such a good person, and God loved him so much that he actually raised him up to his right hand, and Enoch became the Archangel Metatron. And we now, to me, Metatron is an angel who works with helping you align with your divine purpose. Helping you be more spiritual, be more powerful in your spiritual gifts. When you start working with Metatron, who's a very, very powerful archangel, you're going to really see some interesting changes and some interesting shifts and growth. I tend to see his energy as an orange or a golden energy, but that doesn't limit it to that. That's a possibility of the way you might see him. The wave of Metatron, when that term came into being with a meditation, where you invoke the wave of Metatron. The wave of Metatron is an energy field that starts at the top of close to the top of your energy, your aura, and resonates down in front of your spine to a place a little bit above your knees. And it's a blue field of light, and it looks like a wave. And what it actually does, once you start working with that wave of Metatron, you're asking to really come very powerfully into alignment with your highest being, your highest self, and you're asking to sort of clear out anything that is in the way of that.
I heard as well that Metatron is God's scribe, Teresa, that he has a responsibility to record everything that happens.
I read that too, that he works with the Akashic records. The Akasha, they say that the Akasha is a field of energy that sort of surrounds and permeates everything and that records everything that happens. And I have heard that Metatron is in charge of the Akasha, which you can access. There are ways and means of accessing the Akasha and being able to read those records. So, yes, I've heard that as well, that he is. I don't have any personal experience of that. I kind of go to him. He tends to work a lot of times with groups. In fact, at your center, Rama Center, he's around Rama Center a lot because it's a group experience of spiritual evolution. And so his energy is very powerfully felt in a lot of the group activities where people are trying to align to their higher power.
And how do guardian angels fit into the picture, Teresa?
Okay, now I'm going to tell you my take on this because it's kind of a fun one and I enjoy it. I believe that before we come into the body, when we're a soul and we're up, you know, in the higher realms and we haven't been born as a baby yet, that we sort of get sort of a general plan for our life before we come in. I don't personally believe that it's terribly specific, like I'm going to live in Ohio for 2 years and then, you know, move and live somewhere else for 3 years. And I don't believe it's that specific, but I do believe that we decide that there are certain things that we want to learn. Most people come in to learn more about love, so that's part of almost everybody's life path. But we also might say, okay, I want to come in to learn about the divine feminine. Or I want to come in to learn about nature and working more powerfully with nature. Or I want to come in and develop my attributes, my soul attributes of self-confidence and courage. So we have these generalized goals that we have before we come in. And so then we also solicit the help of at least two guardian angels who are connected to these attributes that we want and that we want to develop in that lifetime and are kind of specialists in those areas. So, for example, let's say that we wanted to come in and develop courage and self-confidence. We might choose to choose a guardian angel that was very connected to the attributes of the Archangel Michael. And when I read people's energy fields, I will tend to see at least two guardian angels, and their guardian angels will tell me about the attributes that they came in to experience and part of what their life path and their life purpose is. So these guardian angels that we have are lovely angels, and their only purpose throughout our life is to help us evolve as human beings, to help us be the most loving, most powerful, most evolved being that we can be, and they're always with us, and they're always right there and ready to help us. Sort of our guardians.
Well, you mentioned as well to me, Teresa, in a discussion, the grace process and how to use the grace process to work with our guardian angels. Can you explain that concept to us?
Sure. That comes from a book that I read about 10 or 15 years ago, and I just want to. It's called Ask Your Angels by Al McDaniel, Timothy Wiley, and Andrew Rayner. It's an old book, but it's such a wonderful little process. And the grace process is grounding, releasing, aligning, conversing, and enjoying the connection, which is exactly what you would do if you wanted to talk to your angels. So by grounding, that means to sort of, in this sense, to sit quietly and sort of get connected to your inner being, maybe do a little bit of breathing. And then the next step would be releasing, where you would wish to release anything that is bothering you. Maybe, you know, do a little more breathing, a few slow deep breaths, and if you're anxious about anything, you want to sort of release your connection to the outside world. Aligning then means that you would align with your angel, and the way you do that is by thinking about them, by asking them, saying a prayer maybe, dear guardian angel, I'm ready to talk to you. Then the conversing, when you're first learning to work with angels, it's a really great idea to ask a question. and you don't really want to ask something that is like life altering because you've got a lot of emotional stuff build up around some of those things. You might want to ask a simple question like, let me think, like, what is my next step in my spiritual path? Or what can I do to help myself enjoy my job more? Something simple like that. And then you want to sit quietly and relax and see if any ideas just kind of pop into your mind, just kind of drop in there. And if you are able to get relatively calm, you will probably receive some ideas. But if you're new, of course, to this process or any type of psychic or intuitive work, you might not receive something right away, but within the next 24 hours, your angels will make it a point to point you in the direction of the information that you need. It might be something as simple as a call from a friend or a song on the radio or a book that just seems to drop into your hands from nowhere that gives you just the information that they need. So that's the grace process, and I want to recommend that book to anybody that is new to working with angels because it's got great information in it and step-by-step processes to connect with your guardian angels. The other, I wanted to recommend a couple of authors to people who were interested in learning about angels is Doreen Virtue, of course, who is really the most well-known American teacher of things angelic, and then there's an English woman whose name is Diana Cooper, and she does wonderful work on angels also. So they both have websites that are easy to access, and Diana Cooper has on her website angel cards that you can do little angel card readings and stuff on her website for free and stuff, which is really fun.
Great, well, we'll have to check that out, Teresa. How can the angels help us with decisions or direction around our life goals, Teresa? I believe that we each have a unique path in the world, and when we get in tune with that path, life flows much more easily, and we're able to live harmoniously and make a big contribution. So how can the angels help us with that?
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly that and that is their purpose, is to help us align with that unique path in life. So the first thing you do is ask. Know that when you ask, help is given. And so the first thing, let's say you have no idea what your life purpose is, the first thing you're going to want to do is say, okay, angels, I'm ready for the information. I really want to align with my life purpose. I want to know what it is. I want to know more about it, and I'm ready. And then you listen. And you listen not only in that moment when you ask, but you want to sort of listen and begin to listen and be present in your life. Because angels are non-physical, the information they give us is a little more subtle. So if we are fairly intuitive and able to receive it, they will speak to us very clearly. If perhaps we're not so connected to our intuition, they will speak to us in the dream time. They will arrange for us to have experiences. For example, let's say, I know that you teach classes about finding your life purpose, and let's say that I'm new to all of this, and I really want to find my life purpose, but I have no clue. Well, my angels might arrange for me to somehow synchronistically meet up with you. Whatever it takes for them to assist us, if we ask, it is given, but then we do need to pay attention and we need to listen to receive the information. There's a wonderful, and I don't know if you'd like to do this or not, I have a wonderful it's almost like a prayer. It's called Archangel Invocations, and it invokes the Archangels Michael, the Archangels of the Seven Rays. And I thought it might be fun if you were interested for us to do that as a kind of completion to our talk. And I could do that invocation for you, and you could kind of follow it along, and the people at home listening could follow along and do it as well if you like.
Absolutely, Teresa. We'll do that about 8:50. We'll be taking a short commercial break at about 8:30, and then we'll carry on talking, and then we can do that invocation towards the end of the show.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
So we talked about Archangel Michael, and then you gave us information about Metatron, Teresa. Which is the angel that you work with most?
I work primarily, I guess I work with Archangel Michael quite a bit. I love the Archangel Michael, and I think he probably was the first angel that I really, really connected to. His energy is very, very powerful. It's very masculine, and it tends to feel very hot. So if you're wanting to work with angels, and that appeals to you, the Archangel Michael is a really good one to start with. If you sit quietly and invoke his presence, most people will be able to feel a sense of his presence, as a sense of warmth or almost a sense of hands on their shoulders. And he primarily works with us as protection. So, for example, I invoke his protection around my home. I invoke his protection around my classes when they're meditating. As psychics and intuitives, just as there are all different kinds of people in the world, there are all different kinds of non-physical presences. And so there are some that we want to interact with, and there are some that we probably don't want to interact with. And so Michael is a wonderful angel to call upon when we are first learning to do psychic work, because he will help us align with those energies that are very, very good for us, and kind of keep the ones that aren't good for us away. He's very protective. He works with the military. He works with policemen. You know how when we're driving down the road, I don't know if you do this, but when I see a police car, I tend to think, ooh, and look at my speedometer. You know, it's just sort of an automatic reaction. And I realized that probably we were probably sending a lot of negative, unconscious negative energy to poor policemen as they were driving around. So now when I see them, I try to thank them for protecting us and also send them a blessing from the Archangel Michael, because he particularly overlooks policemen. Because they are protectors. They are protectors, and he's all about protection. Now, his role, as we are now, as you know, entering into a new age where the energy of the planet is changing, and it's upgrading and uplifting. So his role is sort of changing also, and he is becoming more about peace. And I've seen people talking about being a warrior for peace, and that's kind of the energy that we want to associate with Archangel Michael. He's a warrior for peace.
So he's overseeing the protection of people that are protecting us.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And just as the Archangel Raphael, who is the angel of healing, automatically sort of oversees and assists with medical and healing personnel. I believe that the Archangel Michael does the same thing with the military, with policemen, people of that nature that are protectors. And so especially those are the people that really might want to connect with him and ask for his blessing and his alignment. Also, I've noticed that when I work with individuals, a lot of women now have Archangel Michael around them, and he's very clearly around them, and the reason he's around them is because women now are learning to find their voice. And Archangel Michael is a lot about self-confidence. It's about courage. If you connect the Archangels with the chakras, which some people do with the energy centers, Archangel Michael is connected to the throat. So he's also about clear speaking. Before I sat down to prepare for your call tonight, I kind of connected with the Archangel Michael for self-confidence and also to help me keep my throat chakra open. And then also the Archangel Gabriel, who I perceive as working with communication on many levels. So that's another pretty familiar Archangel. Archangel is Gabriel. Gabriel in the Christian Bible is the one who gave Mary the information that Jesus was going to be born. He came to her, I believe, in a dream and said, you know, you're going to have a virgin birth, etc. So he sort of, or she, I a lot of times see, although we know that angels really have no gender, it sometimes helps us to, when we're working with them, it helps us to kind of visualize them maybe as people, or you'll see these beautiful paintings of angels, and because that's what we relate to, they look like people. I don't think they really look like people, male or female. I think they more look like higher frequency energy, but it's really helpful to be able to associate them with human characteristics because it helps us relate to their energy. So Gabriel, a lot of times I will see as sort of a feminine energy. Gabriel's associated with water, also cleansing. It's associated with the second chakra, which is all about worthiness and relationships. So one of the things I really like people to recommend that they do if you're having, again, self-confidence issues, is to work with the Archangel Gabriel and the understanding that you are worthy. God loves us. God loves everybody just the same. And God, Goddess, all that is, the source, the creator, whatever you call it, knows that all of us are worthy of everything wonderful in life. But most of us really don't know that personally. So in order to create in your life, you first got to believe that you're worthy of the things that you want to create. So if you're having those kind of problems, it's really good to work with the Archangel Gabriel. The Archangel Uriel is associated with Earth and associated with the solar plexus chakra. Now, your solar plexus chakra is right above your waist, right above your belly button, above your belt line, and sort of in between the V in your ribs, kind of where your stomach is, like where you get butterflies when you're a little worried or something like that. The solar plexus is where we hold a lot of emotion. We hold a lot of anger and fear there sometimes. It's also where we radiate joy. And so Archangel Uriel, who is traditionally associated as being the Archangel of Peace, he's also called the Lion of God and generally perceived as a golden energy with a purple or a beautiful ruby energy around him. If we're having issues with the solar plexus or the stomach, we want to bring in the energy of the Archangel Uriel and that peaceful energy. If we're feeling anxiety, Archangel Uriel is a really good archangel to work with. He works with the energy of Earth, and he also works with the energy of prosperity and how we bring the Earth blessings of prosperity into manifestation for ourselves. Another archangel that you might want to work with is the Archangel Chamuel of the Pink Ray. And Chamuel is all about love and the angels of divine love. I always perceive the angels of divine love as being these beautiful little pink spheres. And you can call them in at any time and watch the energy of a room shift or a person shift. Anytime you're having any kind of interactions that are less than loving, the Archangel Chamuel or the angels of divine love is a wonderful presence to request. The Archangel Jophiel is the angel that we think of as the Archangel of Wisdom and really higher wisdom. I also tend to think of her as a she. As I said, angels don't have gender, but I think of her as a she. And she's a beautiful golden energy, and she works with our crown chakra at the very top of our head. And she will help us bring in a golden ray of divine wisdom into any situation. The other archangel that I really, really love to work with, that I've worked with quite a bit, is the Archangel Zadkiel. Archangel Zadkiel is the angel of the violet ray. And the violet ray is all about transmuting energies of a lower frequency to a higher frequency. So anytime we have a situation or a problem that we would like to change for the better, we can call in the Archangel Zadkiel, we can ask for his violet ray, and we can surround that situation with that violet ray. And it's a very powerful agent for change.
Well, this is fascinating, Teresa. We're going to take a quick break, Teresa, and then we'll come back and continue the discussion.
Wonderful, thank you.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com.
Well, welcome back, Teresa. Well, Teresa, I'm not sure if you're aware, but there are four hosts on the show, actually, and we take it in turns to lead the interview in the first half of the show. So I have Maureen, Brenda, and Bobby with me. And I wanted to ask you, Teresa, is there an archangel that could help Bobby in any way?
It would have to be very powerful.
Is there an archangel that can help cases like his? Or is it just not possible?
It's a dark angel, not an archangel.
what was the devil's angel name before he got kicked out of heaven?
Oh, goodness.
She doesn't know how to answer now. See what you've
done. Well, I do. Wasn't that Lucifer?
I guess the question then could be, do the archangels love everyone and want to help everyone, even someone like Bobby?
I think they do. I think they do. And yay. I have to tell you, the picture that came to my mind is because I think Bobby has a wonderful sense of humor. And
Maureen, he hasn't, has he?
I think you're topping it off tonight pretty well.
He has, actually, Teresa. You're very, very, yes, very, very psychic, because he has got a wonderful sense of humor. If it wasn't for his humor, he'd be fired.
That's funny. My sister always talks about, she works with the Archangel Raphael, and you know how you see all these beautiful angel pictures, and they're all these radiant beings of light with gorgeous rainbows everywhere. And when she sees the Archangel Raphael, she sees this cute little pudgy guy with chubby cheeks and this wonderful sense of humor. And when you said Bobby, that was just what came to me immediately, is that the Archangel Raphael is just around him and just is tickled to death with some of the stuff that he comes up with.
Aww. See, thank you. You didn't intend on that, did you, Steve?
No. That backfired on me, didn't it? Well, it's so fascinating, Teresa. Now, I'm interested in the different planes, because I know that we're obviously in physical form. We're in the physical plane, or on the physical plane, and then we have an astral body as well on the astral plane, and then above that is the spiritual plane, and then there are other planes or other realms that go up to the angelic realm and then up towards God. What would Bobby need to do if he wanted to become an angel? How many planes does he have to get through?
If he wanted to become an angel?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. In the purest sense of the word, I believe that it's kind of like people and angels are kind of like cats and dogs. They're both wonderful, but they don't they rarely, Bobby could become an ascended master and hang out with the angels. Would that work?
It would take him a long time, wouldn't it, Teresa?
Well, it depends on how much he applied himself. When you're talking about planes, you got me thinking. I believe that the realm of the angels is sort of like the 12th dimension, but I do believe that they move very easily through the dimensions. Probably we connect with them somewhere. When we move into meditation and we move into a clear space, we are easily in the fifth dimensional energies, and that's probably where the angels connect with us most of the time. That involves us sort of bringing our energy up and them sort of bringing their energy down a little bit so that we can sort of, you know, find a space in the middle.
Because they operate, because they're not physical, they operate at a much higher frequency. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely, but we operate in many frequencies as well. We operate in the third dimension as a physical dimension, but everybody operates in the fourth dimension, which is the dimension of emotions, and the lower mental body, and the higher mental body is the fifth dimension, and the first dimension really, in the system that I'm familiar with, a pure love. And I think at some point most of us, everyone, almost has experienced that at some point. So we operate in those dimensions anyway. And when you go into meditation, most people with any training at all immediately move into those fifth dimensional energies when they're meditating. So if you want to get closer to the angels, the easiest thing, and the way I learned is learn to meditate. Which is simply focusing your attention and quieting your mind and your emotions, and just being sort of quiet. When you quiet your mental body, your lower mental body, which is sort of where that mind chatter comes from, and your emotions become still, then that's when you begin to hear your inner voice, and your inner voice is how the angels connect to you most directly.
And I was reading that they communicate through the astral body, that they connect in effect with the astral brain, and then our clairvoyant or telepathic ability determines how clearly we hear the communication.
Yes, and that is a way of looking at it. Absolutely, if you're thinking of your astral body as a part of you that leaves the part of you that leaves when you sleep, for example. Your energy has all different non-physical aspects in your astral body. If you think of that as the higher frequencies of yourself, the higher portions of your energy that is able to come and go at will. Absolutely, and you're right. It depends on how clairvoyant you are as to how well you can hear their instructions. But I think a lot of those skills are skills that anyone can learn. It's kind of like playing the piano. You know, there's some people who are naturally talented, but anybody who really wants to and can go to a piano teacher and learn to bang on the keys a little bit. The really, you know, people who are truly, really talented are maybe going to be the great ones, but anybody can learn to develop their inner senses. Everyone has inner senses, and everyone uses them. They simply are not conscious of them because they've been trained not to be conscious. Once you get into elementary school, and now this is changing a great deal, especially over the last 20 years or so, but once you get into traditional elementary school, you're taught that you're not supposed to daydream, you know, you're not supposed to visualize, you're not supposed to listen to your inner voice, you're supposed to be very concerned with what's going on externally and what's going on in your left brain. So it's almost like we're trained out of using our inner senses.
It's true, we're almost educated into the left hemisphere of the brain, and to be analytical, etc., and away from that really powerful right hemisphere that involves creativity and telepathy, connecting with spirit, etc.
Yes, absolutely. And I think anyone that has a desire can fairly easily reawaken their inner senses. It's just a matter of practice. I mean, I think people see things on TV where people are having these amazing visions and stuff, and they think if they aren't having an amazing vision where they're struck by lightning and they see the, you know, an earthquake or something really out of the ordinary, that they're not using their inner senses. When in reality, your inner senses are communicating to you all the time. When you walk into a room and you sense the energy of a room and you know immediately if it feels good to you, does it not feel good, does it feel welcoming, those are your inner senses connecting with everything that's around you and giving you information. They're constantly feeding you information through many levels of your energy field.
And presumably when you're teaching people Reiki, Teresa, you teach them to invoke the archangels.
In traditional Usui Reiki, you don't necessarily, because traditional Usui Reiki is intended, it's a spiritual practice, but not necessarily a religious practice. So, and it's also for medical personnel and people of all faiths. So when you're first learning about Reiki, you would not necessarily be taught to invoke angels, because Reiki people want to keep it as a means that everyone can use, and some people are comfortable with the idea of angels and some people are not. So your Reiki teachers might bring that up, but a lot of them probably wouldn't. For people who are first learning, there's a lot of people. Reiki actually has a, sort of a mystical aspect and a medical aspect. And if you're working with the medical aspects of Reiki, you might invoke them, but you might keep it to yourself, because there's still a lot of medical personnel, you know, that may or may not be comfortable with the idea of angels, and you don't want them to be turned off by the idea of energy, because the energy comes when you're talking about Reiki, whether you invoke angels or not. The energy is there, just like the angels are there.
So even if we're not consciously invoking the angels, they're still watching over us.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. My personal belief is that everyone that comes into a body has guardian angels around them. I think that there are certain lifetimes where your intention is to grow and align spiritually, so you probably, your angels would work more closely with you during those lifetimes. But let's say, for example, you're a banker, and you came in with the intention to be a really good banker. There are angels around the idea of money and finance, and you absolutely could connect with those angels to get good information. Those angels might influence you to use money wisely to be of assistance to the greater whole, rather than perhaps to use it in a way that was just for personal gain only.
Well, Teresa, it's been absolutely fascinating. We'd love to do the Archangel invocation if you could guide us through that.
Sure. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So just if you're listening, just relax and take a few slow, deep breaths. I'm going to read it slowly, so that you can envision the angels as they come in. And you may have an experience as you're doing this and listening to this. And I hope that you do. I hope that you get an experience of the angels, whether it's you, Steve, and the guys there at the studio, or whether it's the people listening. So I'm going to read very slowly, and we'll start with the Archangel Michael. I now invoke the mighty Archangel Michael to stand at my right-hand side. Please pour courage and strength into me and bring about positive results to my endeavors. Cut all my negative cords and attachments with your sword. Place your deep blue cloak of protection over me, so that only that which is of the highest and purest light may enter my aura. Thank you. I now invoke the mighty Archangel Gabriel to stand at my left-hand side in his pure white ray. Pour your pure white energy into my aura and bring me guidance about my next step or my path. Please illuminate and activate the symbols of my life's mission now. Bring joy, grace, clarity, understanding, generosity, and order into my life. Thank you. I now invoke the mighty Archangel Uriel to stand in front of me and fill my aura with his purple and gold ray of wisdom and peace. Soothe all conflict in my life and replace it with serenity, brotherhood, and sisterhood. Please break my mental and emotional chains and free me from all of my fears. Thank you. I now invoke the mighty Archangel Raphael of the Emerald Ray to stand behind me. Please pour healing and abundance into me. Protect my journeys, and impress me with justice, truth, and vision. Thank you. I now invoke the mighty Archangel Chamuel of the Pink Ray to expand the flame of love in my heart. Please help me to find compassion and forgiveness for myself and for everyone I have ever harmed, knowingly or unknowingly. Open my heart now at a personal and cosmic level. Thank you. I now invoke the mighty Archangel Jophiel to pour the golden light of wisdom and illumination onto me through my crown center. Let your wisdom light up and inspire my mind, helping me to learn and teach at the highest level. Please light up and activate now the symbols of wisdom I have accumulated throughout my lifetimes. Thank you. And now I invoke the mighty Archangel Zadkiel of the Violet Ray of Mercy, Joy, and Transmutation to pour the violet flame into my aura. Please release and dissolve all negativity, and replace it with joy, diplomacy, and tolerance. Thank you. And we thank all the glorious angels and archangels who are surrounding us and loving us all the time. And so it is.
And so it is. That was beautiful, Teresa. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you for having me on your show and allowing me to share that with you and everyone.
Can I just interrupt for just a moment? Is there do you have that written down somewhere on your site or in a book?
I actually got it from a book. I think it was a Diana Cooper book, but I could try to find it for you. I'd be happy to email you a copy of it.
That would be great. I was just thinking also for the listeners in case they were interested. But yeah, I would definitely love a copy. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll try to locate it. I've had it. I pulled out my angel file that I keep all my angel information in that I've had for years, and just happened to pull that out because I really enjoy doing that with my classes and stuff. So it's
been
a while.
Well, thank you, Teresa. It was absolutely wonderful. Such a pleasure to have you on the show. Now, if people want to know more about your work, can they presumably they can find out about you on your website, TeresaRichardson.com.
Yes, absolutely. And they can email me, or I do readings. I do classes in the Knoxville area, and I'm happy to do phone readings. If someone would like an angel phone reading, I'd be happy to accommodate that.
Wonderful, Teresa. Well, thank you, and really grateful that you joined us. I learned a lot.
Well, thank you, Steve. I really enjoyed it. And on behalf of all the angels that I requested that they give us any information that they wanted to share, thank you for being around us all the time.
Thank you. Well, that was a great show. Great start to the show. Wonderful overview of the angels, guys. What did you think?
Yes, I thought she was wonderful.
I love the attunement. I thought it was kind of like an attunement at the end when she did that invocation.
There's a couple of people in the chat room that said that they were feeling buzzy and that kind of thing. So, yeah, definitely was powerful.
Great. It was good fun. Well, we'll be talking all about the angels in a moment. If any of you want to find out more about Teresa and her work, you can go to psychicaccesstalkradio.com and look at Teresa's guest profile. I'd like to make a few announcements before we move on. Be sure to stay tuned for the second half of the show to get your free on-air reading with our gifted psychics. And we'll announce the call-in number a little later on. So be sure to have your pen and paper ready. If you were unable to catch our show last week on the Cauldron of Memory, you'll find a recorded archive link as well as archives to all of our previous shows on psychicaccesstalkradio.com. Just go to the archives tab and please feel free to circulate the archive links and all future show details to your friends and family. We really want to reach out and connect with as many people as possible. Remember as well our website, psychicbloggers.com, where you can learn about all kinds of things from in the paranormal realm, from reincarnation to psychic development, mediumship. It's absolutely fascinating. And if you're interested in a reading from the best professional psychics on the internet, go to psychicaccess.com. You'll find that all of our psychics are verified and accuracy tested, offering their unique gifts. So check out their detailed profiles and choose a psychic that you feel most suits your needs. They're the most authentic, gifted psychics around. It's a great honor to work with Doug as well and Psychic Access. We've got extremely high standards and all of our psychics work to those standards. And all of the co-hosts here on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com work at Psychic Access. So if you'd like a personal reading from any one of us, please do be sure to come and see us at psychicaccess.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you have your own website, you can earn 50 cents a minute on traffic referred through to psychicaccess.com. For more information about that offer, please visit psychicaccess.com/webmasters. And as I said earlier, if you like our show, please invite your friends and family to join us in the chat room or to call in. The psychic viewpoint, there's something for everybody, so please do send on the information. Now, the call-in number for readings later in the show is 724-444-4851. That's 724-444-4851. I do want to remind you that if you do call in, please just give us one question. We want to connect with as many listeners as possible, so we'll just be taking one question from each caller. I'd like to ask you, Maureen, have you ever felt the presence of an angel?
No.
Okay, Brenda. Move it along.
And on to the next.
You say so much.
Isn't that what you told me only to go by the script? Yes. No, I have not. But I don't want to say but. I'll say and she'll know who I'm talking to out there. No more buts. And I would like to say that I don't feel I have. But I was raised in the Catholic way, Catholic school, and I feel that, I don't know, I get so confused between the saints and the angels. I don't feel I have, but I have felt a very lovely presence around me, but I don't know if it's an angel or saint or Saint Christopher. I don't know. I haven't. Maybe you can tell me, Steve.
Tell you if you've seen an angel.
Yeah.
You have, Maureen, on several occasions. You've seen them all.
You're an angel.
Thank you. Try my best. I've never been described as an angel. I've been called many things, but never an angel. Brenda, I know that you're an expert in tarot. Can you explain to us how the archangels relate to tarot?
Well, you know, there's actually an archangel for each one of the, well, most of the major arcana cards. Like, for example, you know, it's featured throughout the whole, you know, tarot card system, because as in, Maureen, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, the tarot cards, they tell the story of, you know, the history of humankind, and the angels and archangels, you know, have appeared to people, you know, throughout the ages, and so they are interpreted in the cards. So the tarot cards have the archangels in them. Now, I believe, if you ever ask me if I've seen an angel, I have seen beings of light, which I believe that it goes along with your own interpretation of what you perceive to be an angel. You see what I mean? When I see it, I didn't see it like the Christian concept. You know, I was like Maureen. I was raised Catholic, but I bailed at an early age. So, and anyhow, going back to the tarot, yeah, for example, I'll just give you one. The Lover's card is got the, you know, the Archangel Raphael, which is the healer of God. He's above the two, the male and female, you know, in the Lover's card. Everybody's familiar with that card, right? And the angel above them.
Yes.
And then if you look at the Temperance card, you see another archangel, and that's Gabriel.
Uh-huh.
And in the Empress, it's Anael, who rules the planet Venus. And then we even have the Capricorn card, Steve, which is the devil card. Yeah. Oh, the devil. Ooh.
And materialism.
That's the Cassiel. Uh-huh.
Cassiel. I haven't heard of Cassiel.
Cassiel. Mm-hmm.
How do you spell Cassiel?
It's Cassiel.
Cassiel, okay. What does Cassiel specialize in?
Well, he's associated with the element Earth, but the never-ending battle to succeed and overcome blocks. And, you know, that goes a lot. That's really very indicative of our sign anyhow. See what I mean?
Are you Capricorn as well?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know you were Capricorn.
Yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. You know, can we break it up here?
Let's look at the cards and you'll see them. The Judgment has Azrael, the world has four of the archangels actually in it too. So,
wow,
they represent the four elements in the world. In the world card, the world.
Well, Bobby, what about you? Do you believe that angels exist?
You know, I've gotten so back and forth on it in this time of learning. And at first, I just believed it, but it was just an idea. I just assumed, because that's what everybody said. And as I was learning this, I'm like, well, the information has to come from somewhere, right? And then there was a, I don't think it was a crisis of faith, but it was a kind of a paradigm shift where I was kind of told or learned that maybe angels didn't exist, that there's just this higher energy type of thing. And then the more and more that I studied, I just began to feel, I think like what Brenda said, I felt presences around me. In other words, I felt these bigger, deeper, more layered type of presence when I tune into that, and tall. Like you know how when you and I turn to the other side, and I, you know, it's funny because you and I have never talked about how you do or how you see the what it is that you do. But for me, they come through. The people from the other side come through just as they were, the height that they were, you know, width that they were, or however. And angels are just huge, like behind my left shoulder, and they just feel so tall to me. And again, just these magnificent presence. And I remember being in my living room, and I was going to take a picture of these, and I had felt three around me, and I took a picture, and it wasn't any bright lights or anything, but there were three orbs right at the height that the face would have been where I had felt them at. So, you know, now I do believe in those types of presence. I don't use them. I don't invoke them all the time. I mean, she's great about knowing all the names and everything and who does what, but you know, I think they understand the path I'm on, what I'm asking, and my intentions when I go into something. So I think it's kind of a well-known thing now. Like if I'm going to go do a reading, those angels that are, you know, angels and guides that are supposed to help out with that will, you know what I mean? So I don't have to remember a specific angel call on that to help me with this. And they just do, you know, my intention's there, and I'm open for whatever help should come at the time. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely.
You know, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Bobby. And Maureen, what is the difference between an angel and a saint?
Well, I don't know. Okay. You know, this is the thing. Again, we'll go back to the nice Catholic girl upbringing. But I feel that this is just my view. But the thing of it is, with what we were informed of growing up, to me, I had a little bit mixed up. Like, because, you know, Bobby, you bring up a very good point, because I never saw... I saw them at church and stuff, but I never would think of angels coming down with wings and everything, even though they were pictured like that. I would think of more like spirit, not ghostly, but spirit energy. And saints are known as people that lived in body form. And then the, you know, church would, Orthodox Church would then, you know, say they're saints. And, you know, they would go up and sit alongside of, I'm not going into the big religious thing, but the angels were made of just spiritual beings. But then I keep thinking about it, because if that's the case, weren't we created in his spiritual, aren't we all spiritual beings before we got bodies? So I know what I've researched and what I've been taught and everything, but I think they're almost like both the same. I just feel that they are. I don't know. I'm not saying that I'm right or wrong about it, but that's kind of like, they're just good energy. So, you know, there's, of course, you do research, you'll say otherwise, but I don't know. I'm all through. What do you think, Steve? What do you think about the saints and the angels?
I saw Archangel Michael once in a reading. I saw him with a blue outline, a blue aura. And I did Doreen Virtue's angel therapy workshop a few years ago and very much enjoyed that. And I had a very interesting experience with a case in Kentucky, a family that were having terrible problems with a poltergeist. And I was on my way over there to help. And I was on the road and I invoked Archangel Michael. And just after that moment, the telephone rang, and it was the little girl, and she said, "Oh, Steve, I know that you're nearly here, and there's a man with wings has arrived in the house, and his name's Michael. That was a very interesting experience.
Yeah, I should say
so. Fascinating.
Yeah, that really struck me. It was very
real. That is beautiful. That's very beautiful, actually.
That is beautiful, and kids are so perceptive. Of course they would see it, like, right away.
I would listen to kids sometimes more than I do adults. You know, if a kid says something like that, that's just...
Unless they're precocious.
Yeah,
no, really, I think they have it going on, because it's clearly... Bring them to a business meeting and you'll be fine, because they'll know it's not truth or not. But, you know, as a matter of fact, my daughter one time saw this woman. Well, she said she saw a woman in a tree, and I was living on a second story. And I immediately by conditions closed my blinds, and then I step back and I go, I shouldn't be doing that, because she wasn't scared. So I opened them back up, and she said there was a woman in the trees looking at her, and she wasn't scared. It was a lovely tone to her voice, and she was like, you know, 2.5 or 3 years old, something like that. And so I'm thinking, well, maybe that was an angel she was seeing. She didn't say the word angel, but a woman in the tree. And she felt comforted by it. So you know, male, female, angel.
Kids see so much, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They really do.
A lot of earth angels.
Oh, yes. Well, Brenda, what's the role of archangels in ceremonial magic?
Well, it's interesting. When she did that invocation, that's just like a meditation invocation, but it's very powerful, and I think that there are a lot of people who tune in with energy of the earth and stuff. And then there are, you know, people who actually work with the angels themselves in their spirit form and go directly to them to, you know, to appeal to them, and when they invoke their, when they create their magical temple and stuff like that, or they create protection around them, they invoke the individual angels, they go straight to the spirit forms or the angel forms and the source themselves. And I think it's pretty interesting, and they actually, you know, use the archangels and their, you know, elemental associations, you know, the elemental elements of creation and those associations, plus the association of spirit, to kind of like create their own personal temple. Yeah. Kind of in a nutshell, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, it does. It does. It's just interesting to get different perspectives. It really is. Bobby, what are you thinking?
You like at any given moment, or what do you mean?
Just now, and it doesn't have to be about archangels or anything relevant.
There's a lovely squirrel.
Just talk to us, Bobby. We just want to hear you.
In a tree. No, you're the one with the accent. You're the one that everyone wants to just listen to.
We'll talk with your British accent for a moment, then. You did well introducing me at the beginning of the show last week.
Thank
well,
you.
I haven't had a chance to listen to that, but I will.
Prepared last time. What am I thinking? Not much. I love the different experiences with angels. And again, I think it really kind of backs up what Brenda says. The angels are what you make of them. They're going to be, I think that they're almost tailored to your personal experience, however you receive them, accept them, allow them, see them, feel them to your desire. And a lot of us, you know, put that out. We put on, or our perception changes whatever we believe angels to be. I've heard they really don't have wings and a halo. It's just the light in back of them that man, you know, kind of took that as being wings and drew the halo and that type of stuff. So I just think it's our own individual perceptions. And I like the idea of angels more so than I like the idea of, again, just source energy providing all the information and stuff that we receive. I love the feel of an angel around me, and I like to know that I'm being watched over, and I like to feel that around. So, yeah.
You know, that halo thing is very curious. And then if you see any of those old paintings of angels, they're making like those hand gestures. They call them they're called mudras, like the Indian mudras.
Right.
Have you ever noticed how interesting that is?
Chest, you mean, like the hand?
Looks like the Vulcan mind meld, right? Thing, and then there's, you know, you can see how they've got those hand gestures. That's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just
throughout history and the tarot cards. It's all in there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to see one. I would love to have that experience of seeing one or seeing a light, you know, or that. You know, I guess I've had the warm presence type feeling, but I've not seen with my visual eyes. I'd love that experience. I always liked the movie, it was Michael, but it was with
John Travolta. Yeah. John Travolta. Yeah, I like him.
Poor
too.
John Travolta. He's so beleaguered these days. If you read The Inquirer like I do.
But he played a good angel, somewhat, you know, like just like right at you and raw and everything.
I like it.
Yeah, he was pretty good, but he smelled so good. You know, actually, you know, that's a point. You know, and I said no, I've never seen one or experienced one, but you know what? I do feel that I've heard one. If that makes sense, or and you can, there is a smell about a nicety. It's like a comfort, and like Bobby, you were talking about, angels are just lovely and nice and everything. It's almost like they're comforting. It's like the nice smell of that movie, you know, and the smell of the chocolate, and can you smell it? Chocolate baking,
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, somebody smelled something different, did they? Somebody,
yeah, chocolate, and they're going, oh, this smells so good. Yeah, it was a comfort food type of thing, you know, that smell.
Yeah. Burgers and chili. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he ate that, but he smelled otherwise.
From Kingston, Hollywood.
What was the name of that film?
Just called Michael, wasn't it?
It was called Michael.
It's just called Michael.
Yeah.
And is it an old film?
It's about 10 years old. Well, shall we? Okay. We're doing a critic of movies. Yeah, so I think it's from the 90s. Yeah.
From the 90s. Well, I'll have to watch that. I haven't seen that.
Yes. Yeah, it's really good. You'd like it, I think. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you, guys. We're going to start taking some calls from listeners so we can do some mini readings. Again, as I said before, when you get through, please just give us one question so that we can speak to as many callers as possible. And Brenda, you're going to take the first call that's coming through in a moment, and it's somebody calling from North Carolina.
Hi, North Carolina. How are you this evening?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm all right. What can I do for you? What would you like to know?
I'm sorry?
What would you like to know, honey?
I wanted to know where my career is headed. I feel kind of stuck at the moment. Just kind of wanted to know where it's going.
Okay, let's take a peek. I don't feel it's so much stuck as that you're kind of hesitating right now as far as like what your next step is going to be. There are some things that you're not seeing, and that is that there still is merit in the type of work that you've done in the past, even though you feel that if you go back to it, it would be going backwards. Actually, I feel that some of the opportunities career-wise are going to be taking you back to your roots, but this time kind of more on a higher level. You're going to rise above some of the challenges that you've had. I actually see an opening and an opportunity, and it is something that you've done before and you've been working in. So, there's actually some good prosperity that's coming your way. So you can't feel that this is negative. It looks like it's a positive. It's just not going to evolve how you thought it was going to be. In other words, you might want to jump into something new or something that you haven't done before, but you're going to get pulled back by something that you really, brings you back to your roots as far as your work, the type of work you do. I see there could be some things in the legal field, stuff like that. And you're finally going to have peace with it because you've been kind of agonizing about this, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Do you see any interviews coming up anytime soon?
I feel there's one coming from the past. I do. I feel that information that you put out about approximately 21 days ago is going to bring an interview your way. Immediate future. I feel it's in the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you see, because I'm not sure, what I'm doing wrong in terms of, looking for jobs. I've tried to stick with what I'm doing right now because my contract ends July, so mm-hmm. I'm hoping to get something before that, but it seems kind of close, pretty close.
You know what? It might seem close, but you can't approach this with fear because it'll all come together. Just this is the energy of what's happening now with just about everything, jobs, events, things that people are trying to pull together. It's all going to come together at the last mm-hmm. minute. It is. Within 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. Do you see anybody helping me with this?
I feel that there is...
Any contact?
There's a man in the background. I feel he's a friend. He might be putting a good word in for you, but it's basically on your own merit is what I see it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, good luck to you.
Thanks, Brenda.
Bye.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Brenda. Okay, the next caller is for Bobby, and you have a caller from Pennsylvania, Bobby.
Pennsylvania. Hello.
Hello, Bobby.
Hi. Who's this?
Penny.
I'm sorry?
Penny.
Oh, Penny. Hi, Penny.
I am on my way home from school, and I had to call in and see how you guys are all doing.
We're just fine. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Well, no, I didn't want a question.
Thanks for asking.
I did have a question.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry.
I did have a question.
Let's do that. As long as you're here, we might as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What can I do for you, darling?
I had a job interview today, and I am going to a job fair tomorrow. How are they looking?
First, let me start by telling you how you're looking. because I think that's important. Remember, it's not about the relationship we get. It's not about the job we get. It's about how we are in the relationship or how we are in the job. Okay. This also helps you vibrate in a place that you're going to get a better match to you for a job. The job, so to answer your question, because our minds like those questions answered, right? So to answer your question, I think the job that you interviewed for today looks good, but I think you're better than that. You see what I mean? Like your vibration, what you carry, what you can do, the layers to you, the depth of you is so much better than the job that you interviewed for today. Now, I like the idea also of how it feels tomorrow when you talk about going to the job fair, because I think there'll be one or two people there who will be interesting. The great thing about you is that when you get talking, and this is not, don't take this in a bad way, when you get talking about yourself, you rock. In other words, it's not narcissistic and it's not ego. You just can sell yourself. You believe in yourself and what it is that you're telling people. I can do this for you. I show up on time. I you know, never take a day off, or, you know, unless I'm dying, or, you know, just the different attributes that you have to offer any particular job. When you say it, you believe it. You vibrate on that, right?
Okay. Right.
And so that's what the person resonates with. And so that's what's great about you. And again, when you're talking to the job fair tomorrow, looks a little bit better, more of prospects than necessarily today. I think that if you wanted today, the job from today, if they called you and said, do you want a job? I think you could totally take it. I think that they would offer you one. It feels that way. It's just that, you know, compared to, and I don't want to give an example because I don't want to cut anybody down in the jobs that they may do, but it's just, you're just above it, at least by two notches. You know what I mean? It would just be a settle job. And you need to believe that there's something better for you out there. So if you can, I would hold off just a little bit on taking the job today. Go to this job fair tomorrow with an open mind. Meet the everybody that you do. And again, I can see you meeting really one for sure, possibly two good prospects for tomorrow. That will interview you. They'll either interview on the spot, or they'll say, you know what, come talk to me on Monday, you know, when I'm at work again or something. Do you see what I mean?
Okay. All right.
So it's all good. You're in a great place to get a job right now, and a good job, because otherwise I would probably be coaching you in that different direction. You know what I mean? Like whatever you needed to clean up before you went to a different job interview or what have you. But it looks really good right now. And again, you're coming off a roll because last week, you know, the attitude, but the vibration, the energy around you last week wasn't so great. You're starting to starting to bounce back now. You're coming out of that. And so that feels much better, in a much better place this week than you were, I mean, in the few past weeks, but last week in particular. Yeah. You're really bouncing back this week. Does that make sense?
All right.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you, Bobby.
All right, Penny. Let us know, okay? Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I will. All right.
There. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Bobby. Great reading. Maureen, we've got a caller from Shannon for you.
Shannon. Her name's Shannon.
Her name is Shannon. Sorry. It's a caller from Shannon, right? In Ireland.
Special call. Hi, Shannon.
Hi. I'm a guy.
Okay, hi, guy.
Hi.
And do you go by the
name? My name is Shannon, but I'm a guy.
What name is? What is your name, Shannon?
Name is Shannon. Yes.
Okay, but that's okay, Shannon. If you're guy, it's both names. Hi,
<Absolutely.
laughs> Shannon, guy.
I get that I'm a ready. Lot, but don't worry. My question is just what do I need? You know, whatever comes through, what do I need to know right now? Because I am going through some really big shift in my life. I mean, present.
Okay, and, you know, so, because of the time restraint on this, I would rather just do it how you're asking, but I feel that I could be all over the place with this one because, like you said, you're going through so many. I know if I focus on what the most important thing is, but is there anything particular so I can try to get some?
Well, I'm actually moving, and I want to make sure that's the right thing, but financially, with the financial flow, what do I need to look at that financial flow to sustain myself in there?
Got it. Okay, well, you know, this is what I'm getting, really, that I feel that there's a, you know, I feel that you're really heading towards a lot of success, but there's something about, you need to pick up back on some type of creative, it looks like an apprentice or a hobby, but one that I feel will, and has, will later prove to be materially beneficial to you. And also, you look like there's some fear, and I'm saying fear, the operative word is fear of poverty, and I don't feel that, I think it's just a fear, and and I'm not saying, you know, you want to have this fear, but I do feel there's a woman around, some successful type of in project, or embarking on some, or launching some project, I don't know, are you, I don't know what kind of work you do, but are you, do you do certain types?
I do what you do.
Okay. Well, there's a woman.
I do healing work and I do readings, and it's like I'm really going through a big change about that whole process now.
I got what you mean. Okay. There is a woman I feel I'm seeing that she's very successful and she's very connected with her spiritual side, but she also looks like a woman that. By all appearances, she holds herself very successfully, and it's not like fake, you know, or anything like that, but anything she touches is very successful. If there's a woman energy around you with your work, or she's very good in business, she's very good at putting things together, and her expectations are very high of herself, but she looks very positive. Anything that she would touch, any project or anything that she would touch or get involved in, I would want to be on board with her because she's really, you know, and the timing is really good, Shannon, what you're doing. It's really good. Right. Even though it feels otherwise, the timing is excellent. You're really in a control of your direction right now. And whether, you know, you might be feeling like, you know, anxious or a little bit intense, but this is the timing. It couldn't have been better, you know, and actually you're going to be going through even more, not a shift, but a major rebuilding of foundation. Your foundation is really, this is very difficult and it's very private, but, this is like another abrupt type of feeling of change, but it's, it deals with your belief system, your values, your morals, everything like that. It takes a lot of courage to rebuild, and you're heading towards that, which is just part of everything else. But you know, by no means do I feel that you're by no means in a runaway car situation. You are definitely on track of exactly what path you're taking, and the journey and whatever you're heading towards is, I don't feel that you'll need to be worrying about, you're going to make it fine financially. I think the fear is there, but I think that your perception could be, okay, you have what it takes. The timing, again, like I said, is perfect. Yeah. I think that you probably put it, you know, off for a while, whatever, but I do feel that you should pick up something that's really creative that you've put aside. You need to pick it back up. Another area in your work, perhaps, because it will prove to be very beneficial financially for you.
Okay.
And I don't know what area that would be, but it pertains to your work.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
I'm not sure of that. You know, I have a business. I've been working with another guy as a partner, and we're actually moving in together. So we can do some work together.
Okay. I don't see that to be any problem. I don't feel any weird energy, but a woman is what I'm picking up on, very good support energy.
Okay.
Any female that you might have spoken to?
We may need to bring in this woman.
Okay.
Look at something,
like I said, it's like just the blending of her with her is going to be really positive. Really positive.
I haven't met her yet.
I feel you know of her.
No,
I feel you know of her, but like I don't know. It's very soon, like very close to you as far as you, but I feel you know of her anyway, but she's presently around you. So this is going to be happening like in the next weeks ahead. You know, you're doing fine. You really are. You're heading
in
a great direction.
Just to say, you're doing fine. You're okay. Just go. But it's big. I'm making big shifts and big changes on even what you said about foundation and everything.
Yeah, and it's a really interesting time. It's intense, but you're going to be able to adapt to all these changes that are happening. Some people won't, but that's besides the point. But the timing is really good. Really, it is. Yeah. It's absolutely good. You're centered enough to have things moving along as they should, and it's very good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you know all this. I'm just affirming this, but you know, you're doing well. You'll do, and it's intense, but you're doing well. It's as it should be.
Yeah, it is intense. Because I'm stepping in this new place, and I feel so much of the energy coming in now, and it's like, wow, it's incredible.
You're going in the right direction. You know, you're in control of your direction. That's what I'm getting to, and that's really, it's really good. This is good. Yeah. Change is interesting, but it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Shannon, take care. Well, nice talking to you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Maureen. And Shannon, if you want to speak more with Maureen, she's available at psychicaccess.com as well. Now, I'm going to take the next call, and this is from Florida. Who's calling from Florida?
Sheila.
Hello, Sheila. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. What's your question, Sheila?
Okay, I want to know what spiritual direction should I be taking? Should I take right now? Should I be studying something?
Let's see. Well, I feel the first thing that I want to say to you, Sheila, is when I tune into you, I feel as though your home life, your life in general, is stable and comfortable right now. And I feel that you've done a lot to really stabilize your life and create the right environment and circumstances for you to be settled so that you can do what you love. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. So you've done good work. I mean, you've released a situation, you've released stresses in your life, and that's so important, because if you're taking a spiritual path, you need to have that harmonious home life and an environment. You need to make the right decisions for yourself. And I feel now that you've done that, you've really engaged some great energy, and you're able to almost take your world that was a bit topsy-turvy, it was almost upside down for you, you're able to hold it upright, and it really brings you great opportunities. So Spirit is saying to me, that was the most important thing for you to do, for you to show that you care for yourself enough to make good decisions in your life and to ensure that your life is comfortable and harmonious. And now that you've done that, you really can take a wonderful spiritual path. I do feel that you've still got healing to do around your heart. I feel that you've been hurt, and there's still work to do there. But I feel that your primary focus is healing work. That's what my guides are showing me. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I've been told that, but I don't know what specifically direction should I go. Like, should I take up Reiki or study something else, like crystals or something?
I feel healing, and Reiki resonates really well for you. Okay. But, you know, my experience, Sheila, is the more we apply ourselves, the more we study metaphysics, the more we learn about spirit, the more ability is given to us. It's as though spirit wants us to learn, and as we do, they reward us with more and more opportunity and more ability. But I feel that Reiki would be a great place for you to start out. But be sure also to study for yourself. You know, I believe that as light workers we should always be learning, and there's an infinite amount to learn. So get books, do distance learning programs. You don't have to spend a fortune. There's so much we can learn by just applying ourselves. And you might want to contact Teresa or send Teresa an email and ask her advice, because she's been doing healing work for many, many years. But that does feel like the right path for you, and I feel it heals you as well in the process.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who was that? What was the name of the person?
The lady that we interviewed today, Teresa Richardson. You can have a look at her website.
I had a technical problem. I couldn't hear her.
Well, listen to the archive, because all of the shows are archived, and you can listen back. There was actually a show a few weeks ago specifically about Reiki healing, and that would be a great show for you to listen to.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, well, wish you lots of luck, Sheila.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, let's see. Do we have another caller? Trying to see.
Hello.
Do you guys know?
I have one from Illinois.
Okay, Brenda, call from Illinois.
Hi, Illinois. What can I do for you this evening?
Hello.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm from Illinois.
Okay.
How are you?
What can I do for you tonight?
Okay. I was in this relationship for a year and a half with this guy, and I found out after a year and a half that he was a cheater, and I was slowly calling it off with him, like going away. And a couple of days ago, he mailed me this package, mailed me this card, and then I called him on the phone and thanked him. And then we got into like a verbal conversation, and I should just like end it off from him and move on. Something bigger and better, or just what is he thinking? What was he trying to do? Like smooth me over so he can just like connect with me again, or not connect with me again, or is this
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is there someone out there that's better for me? Because for like a year and a half, we had something strong going on, and I'm in Illinois, and he's in another state. So, and I knew that, and only for a long distance relationship to work, you have to work on bringing it closer. And I felt that after a year and a half, especially after I was revealed that he was a cheater, that he wasn't going to work, that I should start turning my direction and my focus and my energy to someone else that's going to be bigger and better for me.
Oh. Well, I have to tell you, this man does not like to be alone, but he also has a tendency, if he has one woman, he's going to want more than one woman, and I do believe that the person he was seeing before, he's no longer seeing, so he's in panic mode. He thinks that he can connect with you again, but I don't trust him, and it doesn't feel like you trust him either.
No, I really don't, because first a cheater, always a cheater. Once you cheat, a cheater is a cheater is a cheater. You're always going to do that. And I feel that he always has to have more than one woman all the time.
Yes, and that's what I see. So, you know, this is more like a closure. This is an ending, not a beginning. It is.
A closure?
Yeah, this is a closure. This is an ending, not a beginning. And I feel that what is going to happen after this is that you had an opportunity to say your piece, and you did. And it really, the truth really pierced him. But is it going to change him? No, it's not. However, what I'm seeing here is I see it creating an opening for new love to enter. And don't kid yourself, that woman that he's no longer seeing, at some point, I feel he'll reconnect with her again.
The one he's no longer seeing.
The one that he broke up with, and now he's going, then now he's coming back to you.
No, before he was with me, he's living with a woman.
Yeah.
But he never revealed to me that he was living with a woman. Spirit revealed it to me. Spirit protect me and revealed it to me that he was with this woman that he's living with. And he finally broke down and told me that he was with this woman, and he still is with this woman. But at the same time, and I say, well, if he's trying to be with me and he's living with this woman, and with this woman, he'll go from woman to woman to woman. But this woman is only his means of support for habit, safety, and security. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know, and that's always a bad scenario, because in his mind, he's over emotionally with her, but where does that leave her? She doesn't think the same thing. You know what? This is an ending, not a beginning, and I see a really wonderful man coming your way. I do. I see somebody new.
That's what I'm looking for, but I just want to make sure that he don't try to, you know, interrupt my spiritual flow, my wonderful flow that's going to come. I need to put him on the back burner.
You just need to, you know, banish him from your thoughts and just kind of say, you know what, that's it. I don't need to think about you anymore. And maybe even go as far as tell him to don't call you anymore, because you're right. His energy may pollute you if he thinks he has a chance. Now, I hate to say that, but he feels like maybe he can get in with you again, or maybe maybe there's some things that he can say to you that maybe can convince you, but it doesn't feel like it. I feels like this is an ending, and you can, you know, make peace with him and say, you know what, I've decided to move on, because that is the message here, and that's where the doorway is for. You're right there where, you know, the lesson from the universe is let it go so a new thing and a new love can enter. And I really do see that. I feel that there's a wonderful man just around the corner, somebody who's going to be you'll meet through a circle of friends. He's a leader type guy. I feel he's focused. He wants a serious relationship. He's not living with somebody. He's not married. He's available. And that's what you want.
That's what I want. I don't want to cheat. I want somebody that just want to be into me. If he's around the corner, I can go around there and get him.
Then you got to put your walking shoes on, my dear, because he is around the corner, but you will be delayed if you mess around with this energy from the past, because it's not going anywhere. It's just, you know, like oatmeal, swimming through oatmeal, you know?
Just keep snapping him out of my mind, just be like, just forget about him. So my...
I would clear your mind in regards to him, because I feel that the bottom line here is you can't trust him, and love and trust cannot exist in the same space. You know, and love and fear cannot exist in the same space. So if you don't trust him, then you fear. You see what I mean?
Huh?
So you cannot love this man if you cannot trust him, right?
Right, no. I mean, but can't you feel that he's a loser, that he's just going to be the way he is?
That's yes, I don't feel he's ever going to change. How old is he?
He's like in his mid-50s, like 56.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. Well, I don't believe that people change. I believe that they can modify their behavior, but I don't believe that they can change. They are who they are, you know? And we adapt to who they are, and they adapt to who we are. But I don't feel there's any adapting here, because he's living with that woman.
Yeah, and you know what? I feel sorry for her, because she doesn't know anything. Poor thing.
You know what? Don't kid yourself. She knows more than you think she does. Anyhow, you know what? If you want to continue this, you know, look me up on psychicaccess.com, and we'll talk in more depth now, but I have to go to the next caller. Okay, honey?
What's your name?
I'm Lady Brenda.
Oh, okay. Okay, but I'll just let him go, because as long as he doesn't come back into my energy, I'm fine. He won't come back into my energy.
I don't feel he will, okay?
Okay. All right,
thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye.
That's great, Brenda. Thank you very much. Well, the next caller is for you, Bobby, and the caller is from Colorado.
I almost think I know who it is. Hello from Colorado.
Hello. Greetings.
How are you?
I am just fine. Just fine.
What are the odds?
And, oh, great one.
Very
I have
funny.
A question. Do you see any kind of a major change for me within this year?
Well, now see, so that's so. Here's the thing: is because we only have 5 minutes together, everybody's mm-hmm. got a lot of changes that are coming up. So, what in particular?
Just one.
Well, no, hang on now a second. What I mean, it for me. Again, I can't just go, yeah, this is going to change. So I want to guide you into a place where you're also accepting and allowing changes to happen, because all the changes in the world aren't going to happen if you're not vibrationally ready. Now, I know that, you know, what you do and how you practice and that you're ultimately ready for whatever it is that comes to you. But let me ask you this. What are, if I were to ask you to name two things that you want to have happen this year, or the types of direction that you're wanting to have happen? I know you're looking for more freedom. I know that you're wanting, you know, shackled is too big of a word, but constrained maybe. You're looking to kind of break more out of that shell, that spiritual stuff that's inside of you just wants to break out. And I know that that's one of the things that it is that you want. Agreed?
Agreed.
So
definitely. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct there.
So, I mean, if you're asking me, so let's just talk about that change then. But you're not allowing it, because what I see is this small you know, our human bodies are just a small shell, obviously, with all the spirit energy, the energy that, you know, creates everything, that it's, but it's building and building inside of you, and it's not releasing, it's not letting out. Your body's just getting smaller and smaller. And so what is it you're not allowing to have happen? You're allowing the change inside of you, allowing the spiritual change, but the outside isn't changing. You know what I mean? There's a couple of different things for that. One, because we do have a tendency to look at the things it is that we've created and then make a judgment against that and say, well, nothing's changing because we just keep reverberating it. Or you're not following the advice, messages, intuitive knowingness, guides, however you want to phrase it. You may not be listening or acting on. I'm going to change that. You're listening to the messages. You just may not be acting on them. We all get in that place, don't we, in life, where sometimes the little messages we get, we have to ignore. It's like, well, I hear what you're telling me, guide, right? But I can't do that. I just can't do that right now. You know what I mean? And I think that's the position that you're in. And so then we start
in a box with no hole.
What's that?
A box with no way out.
Sure. that's an analogy. Yes. So
a box with no way out.
What I would recommend is, you know, you have to do what's good for your life right now. And if you can't listen to the voices and you can't just immediately change things in your physical atmosphere, then don't. So what? Keep doing what it is that you feel that you got to do. Just be careful so that you don't lean in the direction of enablement or grief. In other words, in grief, what can often happen is because we can't make changes ourselves, we'll rely on somebody else to make the changes for us. We'll rely on our partners or our friends or other people or even angels and guides. Well, wait, guys, change this. Right. Do something so I can get out of this. But they're all waiting for you. You have to make the decision. Do you see what I mean? And then everything kneels down around you.
And
so,
then that means don't be nice. Don't be the caregiver.
Right.
And become the hardcore person.
Well, no. Now, see, now,
you
could just go to the complete opposite end of the stick. You don't have to do all of that. You don't have to do that. What happens when you get into your own vibration, you take care of yourself. Again, you know all of this, so don't think that I'm talking to you like you don't know. But then I have to end it right after this, okay, because we have other callers that we have to get to.
So
you know all of this. You don't have to go hardcore. Just get more in your vibration, take care of yourself, and then everything else falls into place. Then the decisions come. Then you don't have any problem making the decisions, doing the inspired action. You don't have a problem with that. So, yes, change is coming, but you have to institute those first.
I know.
I know. Okay, listen, I got to go. But wonderful to hear your lovely voice again.
It's nice to hear you, too.
All right, sweetheart. Listen, take care, okay? And I'll talk to you soon.
Alright.
Okay, all right, bye.
Thank you, Bobby. Bobby. The next one is for you, Maureen.
From Georgia, I think.
Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. Thank you, Steve. Hello, Georgia. From Georgia.
Hello.
Georgia. Hi.
How are you?
And what's your name, please?
Rose.
Rose. Hi, Rose.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well.
Thanks.
I've been involved with a man for about a year and a half now. It's getting pretty intense, but there are complications in this relationship.
Okay. Okay. And? I'm on my edge of my seat.
And? I guess, where are we headed?
Okay, well, you know,
this is
what I'm getting.
Today, I think it's going to head.
Okay, I get what you're saying. There's complications, but I do feel that there's work that's been going on here. It's good work that where I see, and I see him being able to put aside or be able to move forward from the past. Whereas he probably, you know, it just looks like there's been a lot of anger or something. But I just feel that there's. He's been trying or doing his best he can to put things in a proper perspective so he can move forward and just be present with you. And I do feel that also, it's like you too. It seems like there's a lot of challenge, or there's a lot of pushing and pulling, not physically, but of whether there's a long-term relationship or there's an attitude about being together for a long time, it won't work out, like because of, past experience. I feel that there's incompletion around you two, very much so. There's still, I see you two together. I do see you moving forward, but I do feel that there's a lot of incompletion. But I also get that there's some lessons that he needs to get sort out, as well as you, I feel, that individually. Mm-hmm. But I do feel, I see a short trip coming up soon. It looks very positive. It's like just to get away for just a couple days or something like that. And also, I see that there's a man figure around him that would be very supportive for him to talk to, or maybe the both of you talk to, who's very objective. I feel that there's just a lot of stuff individually that's going on, like I said, between you two. But I do see you coming together onto the same road, and direction. But it is going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult. It's very difficult. Not very difficult. It's a bit difficult up into the first of the year. But I wouldn't. I would
be getting all his ducks in a row to head towards the path of. Is he getting his ducks in a row, so to speak?
No. I think he's sorting out some. No, that I don't feel that. I think no. He's just sorting out some of his own demons. I call them demons. Working, sorting out his stuff. But no, I don't feel his vulnerability. He's insecure, and whether he appears to be, I don't feel that that's what he doesn't look like a player or some type of person to me. But I think there's some past stuff that he's or you both have gone through. But no, I do feel that you're heading in a individual direction. But I see you both coming into a thriving on a one path, and it's very positive. But I do feel it was going to be kind of difficult up into the first of the year, and not that I feel that you should walk away or anything from it. I think it's well worth it.
There's some changes he has to make in his life that will affect several people before he and I can be together.
And I do see him being able to do those things. It's like you can't speed him up or anything as well. But
I won't make him choose.
No, but you shouldn't. But I think that he's already making an effort to. Like I was telling someone earlier today, don't look at what they're talking about. Look at his actions. Maybe they're just little tiny actions, but look at the actions more than the words.
Well, his actions are speaking very loudly, to be quite honest.
The thing of it is,
him wanting to be in my life.
I see you two still in completion, and meaning an incompletion, there has to be a completion with the phase that I'm, or the cycle you're in order for a new beginning to happen. And I do see you heading towards a new beginning, but it is going to be difficult a bit, But,
yeah.
Think that I feel it's okay. I'm not seeing I don't see you waiting around. I don't think you should listen to your ego about that. I feel it will be good. It'll be good.
So that he and I are going to have a true committed relationship.
Absolutely see a very good opportunity and potential, but it's going to be difficult months ahead. Yes, I do.
It's interesting that you say you see a trip coming up because we are planning on taking a trip in July.
Well, that's going to be very positive for you too. As a matter of fact, it's like almost like you need a break from the stuff in a way. It's going to be a nice, peaceful trip for you. I'm not saying you're not going to have fun. it'll be nice, very nice, and you'll need it. You'll need it, yeah. But it's good.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you,
thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thank you, Maureen. Well, I've got a question from Aaron in the chat room. Aaron's from the UK, and he's asking about job prospects. Well, Aaron, when I tune into you, I feel that you've had some difficulty in the last few months. I can see you having to step away from a situation that was causing you anxiety and upset. And I feel that you've done the right thing there. I do feel from what my guides are showing me that you need to raise your energy levels. It's as though you feel really low about your current situation and your search for work. And it's by raising your energy, by raising your vibration and getting excited about opportunities and what you would like to do, that you magnetize more an energy of opportunity. I feel that you need to move around more and get outdoors and, you know, really focus energetically on what you want to do. And it's also really important that you get very clear where your strengths lie and what kind of role you would like. I honestly feel that you will travel. I feel that there's some travel on the horizon for you. So it may well be that you have to travel a fair distance for an interview, or even you consider relocating when you receive a job offer. I feel that the relocation is quite likely, to be honest. But I feel if you're open to that, there are good opportunities for you. And my guides give me the number 3. It feels more like 3 months than 3 weeks. But I really feel that if you spend this time getting energized, really working on yourself, getting clarity about what you want to do and looking for opportunities, there is a good opportunity for you in about 3 months. And I feel that you'll be very excited about the opportunity because it brings you almost a new lifestyle, a new beginning as well. And you deserve it because you've had some tough knockbacks in the last few months. So I hope that helps and wish you lots of luck. Thank you for the question, Aaron. Okay, let's see if we have another question. Guys, do you know if we have another question?
No, I think we're done.
We're done for this evening.
That's it. Well, we're wrapping it up.
Yeah, it's 9:55. Well, it was a great show. I really enjoyed the readings and our interaction and making fun of Bobby, as always, and the great interview with Teresa.
I enjoyed that as well.
Great.
I like her invocation. I think we should do more stuff like that.
Steve, you were great tonight.
I know he was. He was on a roll.
He was fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, frickin' great.
All those times, Bobby, you're doing his accent. He went right and buzzed through that.
One fell swoop,
He made up for it all tonight. Yeah, I'm still cracking up. Thank you, Steve, for that. It was very nice. For me.
Anytime, Maureen. Anytime. And now, Maureen, you're hosting the show next week, aren't you?
I think it's Bobby.
Bobby, have you got plan for us?
I do, but I'm going to keep it a secret from you, Steve. I'll wait till you hang up, and then I'll tell everyone.
Okay.
It's healing through sound therapy. There's notes and resonances and vibrations that really help us tune in and kind of get your brain relaxed at those same types of frequencies. But we'll be talking with a man who will explain more about how that happens and how he uses sounds for healing. And I believe you can also use it to invoke archangels and spirits and things.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds great, Bobby. We'll look forward to that. I will be away next week, but I will listen to the show.
Looking forward to it, but I won't be here.
Don't worry, though. I'll still be making fun of you,
remotely.
Remotely. It's just
like remote viewing, but remote whatever.
Heckling.
Remote heckling.
In Britain, it's a sign of affection. My family are terrible for making fun of me. It's love. We're like a family on this show, aren't we now?
We just are.
One very large, happy family. Yep. And one of us is funnier than the other every week.
And we get to meet in L.A. in July.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Fabulous.
All of us.
Can't wait.
Yeah, fun time. That's going to be fun time. Yeah. Fun time.
Well, guys, thank you for the show. I want you to go ahead and say your goodbyes.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye, everybody.
Hello. My name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.